Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
You have power over your mind, not outside events. Realize this, and you will find strength. Marcus Aurelius. Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, good night, friends, enemies, lovers, everyone in between. I hope you are having a good day and the day you deserve. This is Stuart, and welcome back to the podcast, where we explore the essentials of personal growth, wellness, mental health, fitness, and trying to become the best version of ourselves. Hey, it's Stuart. In today's episode, we are delving into the concept of critical thinking. Overcoming life's challenges through mental fortitude, or as Aunt Middleton puts it, mental toughness. So today's episode is inspired by the remarkable insights of Aunt Middleton, a former Special Forces operator turned professional athlete and best-selling author. Aunt's life is marked with extraordinary experiences from the battlefield, peak of extreme physical challenges. He embodies this essence of mental toughness, to which he writes about in his book of the same name. What really drew me to this concept or Aunt's writing is something that you find through all these self-help books, and I guess as a chronic self-help reader, you've noticed that certain principles do come into play quite often. We will give this guy 2 seconds. Off in a side tangent, we are actually recording this podcast back at the office. The office being this dilapidated little bench on the edge of Loch Derg. One of these places that I find an immense sense of peace and focus. I love how I talk about focus and then I completely forgot where I was. So, through certain personal development books, psychological facets, we will find that what these authors, people like Tony Robbins, Mel Robbins, Brianna Weiss, Jay Shetty, and even if I can go so far, because I will reference him later on, the Dalai Lama, certain principles that they talk about when it comes to managing one's stress usually plays out the same way, just written from different perspectives. And it comes down to the sense that we already know what we need to do in life in order to progress, to succeed in our personal lives, in our professional relationships. And it's just a case of not being lost in the fog or losing the forest for the trees of what it is to try and live and be human. We are constantly bombarded and overstimulated, especially in today's age. with comparisons and conditionings on how we should live in order to be happy. And the sense is, how do we quell this noise? That would be, in my takeaway from this, mental toughness. It would be scientifically, I guess, described as a psychological edge that would enable you as an individual to remain focused, determined, confident, and controlled under pressure. In the realms of psychology and sports science, coming from Ant's background, it suggests that mental toughness is a blend of inherent traits but also developed skills. It encompasses resilience, grit, and a kind of relentless perseverance that one would need, and one that Ant has showcased in his career. But like I said, in today's world, cultivating willpower and mental toughness is not just beneficial, it's essential, and it's quite difficult because we are so bombarded and overstimulated. It's a tool that we could wield to pursue our goals, guys, allowing us to navigate the complexities of modern life, relationships. Willpower, and we've talked about this, it was probably one of the first podcasts back when I used to wear the little lavalier lapel mic as I went walking, just like waffling on. Willpower versus our mind. Having a strong willpower and letting that be linked to successful career outcomes, higher personal satisfaction. It's about harnessing our inner strengths, those we are not just born with, but the ones we develop through life, through experiences. Now, if I can take two steps back, Ant Middleton's approach to this, detailed in his book, emphasizes that mental toughness is something cultivated through facing and embracing your discomfort. It is about growth. It is about seeing the obstacles and not trying to avoid them, but overcome them. By stepping into our fears and consistently pushing beyond comfort zones so we can expand our mental resilience. Like, if we were to break down these concepts further and understand how to apply them in our quest for personal excellence, we'd unpack layers of mental alleviations, mental detriments, real life experiences that cultivate our mindset and our perspective on the world that we currently live in. But before we go any further, if you have found value in our conversation about wellness, personal development, I invite you to help spread this message. Like, follow, review This Is Stewart on whichever social media platform you're currently streaming your podcast. Share this episode with someone who might find a boost of resilience from today. And if you could, leave a review, subscribe. Each like, follow, and share helps us reach more people, create a larger community committed to growth and well-being. Together we can inspire and support each other by becoming the best versions of ourselves. Thank you in advance. That's a very big please for me. Please like and share the podcast. Now, getting back into it, what does it mean to be mentally tough? Exploring not just like psychological underpinnings, but also profound benefits of the quality. Drawing from Ant's book, Mental Toughness, I would also like to talk about the correlation of His Holiness, the Dalai Lama, in his book, How to Practice. This has been on my shelf now for at least the past year and a half. I finally picked it up, but when we begin to understand mental toughness, it's not just about a psychological tool, but it can be a holistic approach in personal development and healing. To be enlightened is about having a fortitude, a resilience, and a mindset that drives us to confront rather than shy away from our challenges, to accept and flow. Now, giving a very quick overview about how to practice, it is very distinct and yet complementary to what we were trying to discuss with regards to mental fortitude and having a strong willpower. the Dalai Lama would speak about inner peace and compassion and patience as a fundamental tool for spiritual practice and a cornerstone of living a happy life. This aligns in a broader interpretation of your mental toughness, because you're arguing that the core of spiritual practice is about transformation, is about growth, the exact same that we were talking about with dealing with certain stressors in our lives. And this transformation that requires an understanding and mastery of one's own mind and one's own emotion. It is about developing a robust mental landscape that can face and transform suffering into an opportunity of growth and enlightenment. The holistic approach sees mental toughness not just as a means to endure, but also a way to deeply engage with one's life's challenges. It's about transforming them into sources of strength. Like, according to the Dalai Lama, this transformation comes from a place of deep self-awareness and compassion, elements that are also essential in developing the mental toughness that's described by Middleton. For instance, Middleton emphasizes like facing fears, and the Dalai Lama would focus on understanding the nature of fear. Both lead to the same outcome: empowerment through greater mental resilience. And this is what I was talking about with terms to personal development book and self-help books, is the fact that a lot of these principles are the same, just coming from different perspectives. You don't just have to follow one person's way of life. You can take bits from multiple experiences, multiple mentors, multiple people that you would look to help you expand your mindset, and you will find the correlation. I guess one of the detriments of being out in beautiful nature, having a serene landscape, is that we have no control over the noise pollution. We have birds, we have splashing, we have children, we have boats. I actually think it's quite peaceful. We also have meat-eating blueberries. But moreover, the practice of mindfulness is a key component for any form of enlightenment, and the teachings of a lot of Stoics and monks, and the Dalai Lama would emphasize that mental toughness by fostering a heightened awareness of the present moment. The present moment. You're not worried about your past, you're not scared for the future. You are trying to detach yourself from negative thought patterns and focusing on the potential of solutions rather than the problems themselves. This mental discipline directly contributes to the cultivation of psychological resilience that Middleton advocates in his approach for mental toughness. And I would definitely like to add to this commentary in a work setting. The person who is able to highlight problems but also give alternative solutions is invaluable. For us to progress in our professional field, we would want to be able to focus on potential solutions rather than just the issues. As an employee, as an employer, as a supervisor, as a boss. Now, in a personal sense, in synthesizing these perspectives, it becomes clear that mental toughness can be a holistic tool for healing, not just in a psychological sense, but in a profoundly spiritual sense as well. It would empower us to navigate the complexities of life with a balanced mind and a compassionate heart, driving personal growth and enabling individuals to emerge not just intact but improved in life's inevitable adversities. And when we take this into consideration, let's explore the fact that mental toughness, from both Middleton's perspective and the Dalai Lama, as he suggests, is not just about survival, it's about thriving. It's about using our inner strength and the adversities we face to propel us forward into a greater personal development and spiritual fulfillment. In order to grow, you need to be uncomfortable. In the realm of mental fortitude, one of the most transformative principles comes down to embracing discomfort. And this is a pathway to growth. It is probably the only pathway to growth. As Ant would say, or vividly describe, comfort zones are most often expanded through discomfort. This idea is not just about enduring pain or hardship. It's about actively seeking out these challenges and opportunities for your personal development. So if Middleton often discusses on how his own life is a grueling military training after training, extreme athletic endeavors, pushing past the edge of comfort, pushing past his limits to this crucial state in his own personal and professional successes, he writes, "It's about the willingness to step into the unknown, to expose yourself to risk and emotional exposure. This is where real growth happens." This approach about embracing discomfort serves as a powerful tool and indicator not only for individuals, but also for society as large. By fostering resilience and, I guess, adaptability, societies could benefit from individuals who are not only equipped to handle personal adversities, but also more willing to take on challenges that can lead to societal advancements, be it in technology, education, healthcare, or the government. These are individuals that do not shy away from uncomfortable conversations and decisions that can lead to real change and progress. It's not about being the yes man. It's not about being the people pleaser. And in personal relationships, this principle is about embracing discomfort that can lead to a deeper connection and understanding. It's about encouraging openness, vulnerability, those harsh talks, and honesty. It's about the foundations for strong and enduring relationships. And often in those moments of great discomfort is when we reveal our true selves to others and also ourselves. But it's also about forging bonds of trust, true trust and mutual respect with transparency. That would be the cornerstone for any meaningful relationship. So I pass a question off to you, dear listener. How did an experience change your perspective?
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
On facing new challenges. Think about a time in your life when stepping out of your comfort zone led to an unexpected growth or opportunity. And like trying to share this mindset as a game changer, I guess, in my early days of this podcast, reaching out to people, trying to figure out where I was going myself, the trajectory, speaking publicly was far outside of my comfort zone. Apart from the performance aspect, each episode was a leap into the unknown, like a nerve-wracking experience, yet exhilarating. It was precisely that discomfort that drove this growth, and more importantly, personal development as a communicator, and hopefully as a positive entity online and just out in the universe. And emphasizes that growth doesn't come from doing what we are already capable of, but rather undertaking what challenges us. He puts it like this: the growth and the gain are in the gap between what we have achieved and what we dare to aim for. This gap is where life's most poignant lessons are learned. So, continuing this conversation, consider how we can apply the embrace of discomfort more openly into our lives. Like, what are your comfort zones? Where are you currently navigating in your life? How might stepping beyond your current comfort zone not only transform your life in a positive way, but also impact those around you. Because when you step outside of your comfort zone and you grow as a person, it's not just about personal growth. It also is about developing a broader societal impact, enriching relationships, individuals, communities along the way. And for this, you would need what is called the warrior mindset. This concept, it's central. It's, if I can say, the main theme of mental toughness. It involves cultivating an attitude of resilience, assertiveness, and proactive determination. Middleton describes this mindset as not merely being able to know how to fight, but more importantly, how to control your mind under pressure. It's an approach that draws from his own experiences in the special forces, emphasizing mental readiness and the ability to confront challenges head on. He asserts that everyone can develop this mindset. It's about preparing yourself mentally for the challenges that will come your way daily. The benefits of this mindset are profound, influencing not just individual performances, but also impacting physical health and psychological well-being. From a medical and scientific perspective, I guess this mindset has tangible health benefits. If I can say this right, psychoneuroimmunology, PNI, suggests that mental states significantly impact physical health. We know this. Stress responses can weaken immune function, whereas resilience, a component of the warrior mindset, can strengthen it. Furthermore, studies have shown that individuals with higher resilience and a proactive attitude tend to have lower levels of cholesterol, the stress hormone, which is linked to better cardiovascular health, and reduced risk of chronic diseases. There's a boat trying to dock, and I'm pretty sure they keep on cussing out because they think that it's aggravating me. So I appreciate it, but sir, you can please park up your boat. Additionally, a warrior mindset emphasizes mental health by fostering a sense of control and self-efficiency. According to cognitive behavioral therapy, having a sense of control over one's environment and the outcomes can significantly reduce the symptoms of anxiety and depression. Again, like we've said before, these principles are universal. We know them. To have confidence in one's existence and value greatly reduces the sense of social anxiety and depression. Middleton's philosophy aligns with this as he encourages taking control of one's life, the narrative stating, "You may not control all the events that happen to you, but you can decide not to be reduced by them." This goes back to the quote at the beginning of this podcast by Marcus Aurelius. You cannot control the storm outside, but you can control the one within. Again, I am not a medical professional. I am not a licensed therapist. And even if I was, I would say do not come to me for advice. But in the realm of neuroscience, the benefits of cultivating a warrior mindset are evident. Like if we were to think about neuroplasticity and the brain's ability to reorganize itself by forming new neural connections, responds to the way that we think and act. Engaging regularly in practices that promote resilience and assertiveness can literally reshape our brains, making us more adept at handling stress and recovering from setbacks. We look for the solution. We don't get bogged down by just the problem. This going back to relationships, the workplace environment, we might know that there is an issue, but we will find a way or we will give options on how it can be fixed. It's all about seeing the obstacles and not avoiding them, but overcoming them. Another quote by Middleton would be, "Resilience is not just for the battlefield. It's for the battles that we face every day." Like, in terms of societal benefits, a resilient population is better equipped to handle economic downturns, natural disasters, societal upheavals. This capacity of resilience is so vital. And then let's go back to the workplace where it translates into better stress management, you know, adaptability, the qualities of high valued in today's rapidly changing job market. How fast can you find the issue? How fast can you come up with the solution either by yourself or together with your team? In a personal perspective, come on, resilience enhances relationships by enabling individuals to not so much deviate from issues, but rebound from conflicts and setbacks more effectively. Like an emotional buoyancy, should we say, that allows for healthier interactions, long-term bonds, as individuals are less likely to, you know, be overwhelmed by an emotional distress and more capable of constructive communication. Like, the way to look at it, I guess, in life, because I know I'm kind of going off on a tangent, is you can't appreciate the highs without knowing the lows. It's all about how you can bounce back. It's about reflecting on this and considering that once you've bounced back from personal setbacks, you are that bit stronger. You have not failed because you have kept going. It's about having the resilience played in a role of your life and relationships. And this comes down to discipline, self-discipline, and that would be a bridge between your goals and your accomplishments. It's about emphasizing and maintaining the focus and self-control for the essential need to achieving one's objectives. No matter in the field, we can go as broad and talk about whichever sector you are like, but self-discipline benefits society by fostering a greater productivity and effectiveness. People who are disciplined can better manage their time, their resources, leading to more effective outcomes in both personal and professional arenas. In relationships, self-discipline helps individuals commit to their partners and work consistently on relationships and goals, which is crucial for maintaining and developing strong connections. When you are in control of your mind, things are not overwhelming. You have a self-discipline that would help you personally. You can think of a time. Can you think of a time when your focus led to a significant achievement? Because the more disciplined you are in executing your day-to-day tasks, the easier life is. And this brings on to another concept that Middleton often talks about, which is the setbacks and the comebacks. When you have self-discipline, you dedicate a substantial part to the fact that your setbacks are not failures. They are inevitable. They are an aspect for you to endure. And he has asserted, his quote is, "It's not about the setback, it is about the comeback." This mindset shift is crucial, especially for personal development and societal progress, as learning from failures can lead to a significant innovation and personal growth. In a personal context, understanding the effectiveness of navigating setbacks can drastically improve one's mental health, interpersonal relationships. It teaches us that individuals can handle disappointment in a much healthier way, promoting resilience and mutual support within relationships, and also understanding for oneself. If you didn't get the promotion, if you didn't make the team, if someone says no, or if you have been rejected, it is not to say that you are not valued in a certain way, shape, or form. It is saying that every failure is a lesson that you can learn from and grow. And another way to grow, which what Ant talks about in the book, he underscores the importance of cultivating a supportive environment, which is integral to developing mental resilience. He asserts that no man is an island. Even in our solar journeys, the support that we gather can define our success. This belief aligns with, you know, a psychological concept that social support is crucial for mental health. We are Homo sapiens. We are communal based, providing a buffer against stress and enhancing one's ability to navigate tough times. The benefits of supportive environments is profound. Psychologically, like, having a support system is associated to reduced rates of anxiety. It could provide individuals with a sense of belonging, of purpose. You could find people who you aspire to grow like and you want to learn from them. The support and the collaboration can help with higher levels of civic engagement and better outcomes for your personal and public health. I'm actually going to take this back like 20 steps and relating it to how to practice, where the Dalai Lama would speak about the importance of compassion and connectivity. And we see that you know, both these leaders emphasize the holistic nature of human development, advocating, you know, like oneself in another to foster compassion, which would create an environment for mutual support and understanding. And this practice not only alleviates, you know, personal suffering, but it also contributes to healing of others, echoing the holistic approach to wellness and mental toughness. I am absolutely being eaten alive by the midgets, so I think we are going to need to end the podcast here. But as we conclude today's exploration of unleashing a mental toughness within ourselves, we've journeyed through some powerful insights of Aunt Middleton, interwoven with a few of the teachings of the Dalai Lama. The book is Mental Toughness by Aunt Middleton and How to Practice by, using his full title, His Holiness, the Dalai Lama. Together, you know, they show us that mental fortitude is more than just a personal trait. It can be used as a holistic approach that nurtures our mind, strengthens a community, and enhances our ability to thrive in adversity. There is an importance of embracing discomfort, cultivating a mindset, building resilience, and surrounding ourselves with the supportive relationships that help us thrive, grow, and learn. These elements are crucial not only for personal success, but for fostering a society that values growth, resilience, and mutual support. If today's episode resonated with you, I encourage you, take action. Please like, comment, share, review. This is Stuart. Wherever you're listening to this podcast, on whatever streaming platform, share this episode with someone who might find benefit from a boost of mental toughness, or who might appreciate the intertwined teachings of a ultra fitness athlete and the Dalai Lama. But if you are feeling inspired, please leave a review. Every interaction helps, and the more people that we can talk to that understand that they have value in this world, we can help. Remember, each challenge you face is not just an obstacle, but an opportunity to grow. As you move forward in your week, think about how you can apply some of these principles into your life. Consider supports you need and how you can support others. Thank you for taking your own transformative journey of self-discovery and growth. Until next time, keep striving, keep growing, keep embracing the challenges to help you unleash your full potential. This is Stuart. Let's talk soon, okay?
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, marketers. Want a matchmaker to set you up with your perfect audience? Well, look no further. Get intimate right away with host-read sponsorships with Acast. Use Acast's self-serve ad platform to search and partner up with a podcaster or two from our network of more than 100,000 shows. Have them sing your praises in their own words. And get their listeners ready to be wooed into loyal customers. It's the ultimate loving endorsement. Book host-read sponsorships with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.